Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's go to the legal.
Time for the legal.
Yeah, I don't have my legal.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim, 30 years, baby. Hey, man, Fitz.
31.
Wow. Yeah. Might be time for them to pack it in.
Just think about that. At the same job for 30 years.
Tim. He got it!
You know, I do think when Steph goes,
I don't even want to talk.
There's going to be such a ripple effect. You know, like if I'm Tim Roy or Fitz, and I've been around for 30, I am leaving when the chef
Fitz
leaves.
Fitz has always alluded to that. Like, if he ever were to dip, that would be it. But I believe we got four or five more of the chef. He ain't even at his Ray Allen stage. There's so many places.
But Ray Allen had a jump shot.
Mm. Well, Steph got his shot.
It's a set shot.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a little tough for him to get it off.
Yeah.
But Rick Fox shot it from up here, and he was 6'7".
Ricky.
Guru, I'm a little hurt.
I hope I didn't do well. I hope
no,
I did.
No, Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys.
Oh
text
boy,
line.
I told you turn that stuff off. You're off of Twitter.
I've been hearing you, Steiny and Willard, constantly stating the Warriors probably won't get much in a trade for Kuminga. Besides, Kerr is going on a media tour, besmirching Kuminga constantly. The other two biggest reasons why Kuminga's value has been driven so low: one sits in the A chair from 10 to 2. The other sits in the A chair from 2 to 6.
He knew the name of the chairs. Man.
Yeah, I brought Kuminga's trade value down.
Man.
I'm the
great, he gave it to him.
I'm the great assessor of talent, and the league follows my lead.
I mean, I was in the – I root for the kid, but I'm rooting for the team. And again, if we
for him. You know what?
You want him in a better place. Where he can play more.
I want him in another place and find out if it turns out to be a better place or not.
But what does that say about your 5 years of him under your tutelage? You couldn't get him up and running. Like that, you know, that'll be the worst thing for the Warriors. He goes somewhere else and then turns into an all-star or a bona fide player. It's like, damn, what happened?
Listen, the only way Kuminga comes back to haunt him is if he's a really good player on a really good team. Yeah. If he goes to a team and averages 22 a game and they stink, nobody's really going to care. It's the guys who go places and contribute. Like if the Bucks were, Ryan Rollins is a little different.
Oh, the one that got away.
No, but it would be like, you know, Ryan Rollins, if the Bucks go to the playoffs and he's a starter and they win a round, you know, it's like, okay, he's a good player on a good team. Let's go to Kev in Pleasanton. Hey, Kev, how you doing, man?
Gentlemen, what's happening?
What's up, baby?
Listen, Goo, I'm going to get to you in a minute.
Okay.
Steiny called this a year ago. Well, Goo, Steiny said, I don't think Kuminga's going to play next year. It's going to be the same thing. Hmm. And Goo, you were like, no way if they give him his money.
You're right.
And I remember that, Steiny.
Thank you.
And I was hoping that wasn't going to happen, only for this betterment of the kid's mental. Right? Because this is a mental mind, you know what that's going on right now.
Mm.
When Draymond Green hit Jordan Poole, Kuminga came in and he balled out. In what position? Draymond's position. His back was to the basket. He couldn't stop him. Steph said it. It was like it hurt Kerr to say Kuminga was doing good. This is personal. There's something going on outside of basketball. And it's unfortunate. But what it comes down to, a coach can hide a player. If a coach has something against a player because of something that's happened or whatever the case may be, a coach can hide a player. I can make Paz look good. I can make Paz look like crap. Okay? I can make Steph look bad. They can run the point and send two players at him. Steph's like, he's struggling. At the end of the day, it is something, and this is going to go down for a 30-30 type deal when Steve Kerr, royalty days, we look back on it. He mismanaged this whole situation. Steve Kerr is running things. He's a diva. We all know that. But I hate that our Bay Area fans are going in on a team, like Steiny's been saying, that has been putting out the same stuff for the last 4 years. This is old. And any other market will be on Steve Kerr's head. He's moving the target to everybody's focus on Kuminga.
All right, Kev, appreciate
it. It's BS, guys.
Well, I'll tell you what, and Kev, thanks for the call. I will say this. I'm reading, I shouldn't even go look to see who wrote it, but it was Nick. Nick Friedel. And he has a quote from Steve Kerr that's about the closest thing that I can remember where Kerr acknowledged something other than Kuminga. Here it is. Steve Kerr said, I'm going to keep coaching him, meaning Kuminga. And as he said the other day, we have a good relationship. The combinations, the fit, all that stuff has been going on for a few years. We know that. And I'm not going to shy away from it. And this is it. I think it's pretty obvious. And I do feel for him that he has been sort of at the whim of my decision making based on what I want to see out there from our team. So that's interesting to me because Kerr's saying if there are things that I want to see out there from my team and I don't think Kuminga can do them, I don't play him. You know what I mean? Man. Like,
player or boss employee relationship though?
Well, what he said, I think it's
shape
interesting.
Shape up or ship out.
Well, what he's saying is if we're getting hammered on the boards and we need rebounding, I'm not going to put Kuminga in because I don't think he rebounds. If I need somebody who, like, I do feel for him that he's been sort of at the whim of my decision-making based on what I want to see out there from our team, not what I want to see out there from him.
So he's telling you
that's
he doesn't
kinda interesting,
fit. And
I
his
thought.
Actions speak the same way. But I'll say this to the Tims and Raleigh and all the people rooting, our guy coach in Vallejo, I was on this beat, but I'm off of it. He's had his chances. And if it's rebounding, you say, he's had his chances to go in there and rebound. Well, if it's doing, playing defense, all this stuff, like that's why you say it and it hits different. When I say it, I'm over it. Like he's had his opportunities. And especially the first five games, I bit hook, line, and sinker thinking this guy has figured it out. A trade wasn't imminent. So just hearing Kerr talk about what it is now, I get it. But Steiny, I feel like that's for every player. When you go in the game, you need to do what we run and what I've sat down and it sounds like 1,000 times told you I need from you. And this is where we're at today, 23 games in.
So I think if we're going to be fair about Kuminga, he's rebounded this year much better than he ever has. He's averaging, I always like to look at the per 36 because that gives you the rate at which a guy rebounds compared to other years. And this year in 36 minutes, he's averaging 8.8 rebounds a game.
How about the turnover?
That's up from 6.8 last year. Okay. So he's averaging two more rebounds per game per 36 minutes. And yes, his turnovers have gone up dramatically, 2.2 to 3.6. It's because his handle's still not good
enough.
How
about his minutes?
His minutes right now are at, per game, are at,
this will let you
25.6.
As opposed to what last year?
24.3. Mm-hmm. Last 3 years, 26.3, 24.3, 25.6. Like, that's another indication to me, not of whether Kuminga is improving or not, but whether Kerr thinks he's improving or not.
And that's all that matters.
Because his minutes have not gone up in the last 3 years, essentially. They've been kind of stagnant. So I'm ready to give this kid another chance, and the reason I want to give him another chance is
somewhere
because,
else, you mean?
Yes, because I want to see what this guy is for somebody else.
You really believe it's a wrap, huh?
Yeah, here I think it has to be.
And that caller, our last caller, I forget his name, but he said something that's so, I don't care what walk of life you're in and what you do for a living and your relationships with your others, the brothers, your mothers, but when you truly are, and I've been there, mine, you know what? Stoney, that's like a mental straitjacket. There's no way out of it. You know what I mean? And if Kuminga really truly is there, and he wouldn't be the only athlete that felt that way, then you truly are probably correct. Come January, the best thing for both parties would be to part.
Yeah, I think
if he truly, and I, hey, this meets all the criteria and description of how, and Kuminga is not going to the media and doing all that stuff. You know, his agent put out that tweet. But Stoney, think about what that caller mentally, you know what? That there's nothing worse than when you feel like you're a part of something that doesn't want you, or you feel like you have been wronged. There's nothing. It's toxic.
Let's go to Ben. Hey, Ben, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good
you
to hear.
Hear me?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Benny.
Yeah. I just wanted to say I don't feel that this team has ever really listened to Kerr. I feel like he is more of a player's coach. Because I don't see, when they were winning and doing great, I don't see any play that Kerr designs that Steph is shooting from half court or shooting from far away. And I remember Steve Kerr, he's always had a gruff voice, like almost like he's just constantly yelling. And I think maybe for the past 2 or 3 years, he's kind of thrown his hands up, almost being like, well, you know, you guys coach yourselves, and I'll be here, you know, to give you suggestions of what to do.
Well, the one thing is when they had Steph and they had Durant and those guys, they didn't call a lot of plays. They just ran an offense, and I think they're still trying to run that offense. It's not working as well as it has, obviously, because the talent's not there. And then you've got to figure out a way to incorporate these young players, and it sounds to me like over the years there's been a little disconnect between how much the youngsters can fit in on a team of veterans and how much they can contribute and produce. Like, that's always been an issue with this team as long as, you know, they've had the great players that they've had.
Yeah, but we do have to give Steve, I thought it was Doc Rivers, you know, back in the day, Stoney, but if I needed a play, Rand, you can look at the 2019 Game 6 NBA Finals that we were at against Toronto. That play he drew up and gave Steph a perfect look, and Steph couldn't hit it, and they lost. But I put him in the top tier, maybe Spoelstra behind him, and it used to be Doc for me, to draw up a play at the end of games or in the quarters or halves, like Steve Kerr brings that to the table, and it sounded like that caller wasn't giving him that credit. Because Mark Jackson, as much as I love him, wasn't doing that. The offense was terrible. It was dribble, 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 dribble. And that's what we saw, and then Steve Kerr comes in here, and year one, they win it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Go ahead.
No, I just keep going back to that Marcus Thompson article where Draymond said about the turnovers that was in the Athletic, the latest one. And Draymond admitted the league is way faster than it's ever been. And the turnover problem is a major issue now when you don't have the Durants of the world and you don't have that talent to offset that. But for this team that I picked to win 50 games to be second in turnovers and then give up the most second most points off the turnovers, like Stani, 469, that means you're not even getting back. Your transition D is diabolical. Shout out to you. You know what I mean? It's like you're turning it over and then there's nothing. You're not helping yourself out. And I don't know if that's a combo or age, lack of athleticism, but when you talk about this word that I hadn't heard, Stani, aggressive pressure, that's when the Warriors turn it over the most. That's when I talk about what you say about age. And it's our best players doing it. That's not a good ingredient for anything to get up out the play-in.
Okay, well, my question, okay.
Like
my
that,
question
wow.
would be, my question would be, your best players, though, have always been doing it.
But
so,
your team was better in other areas.
And there it is.
Like,
what about
that.
Them?
Yeah.
What about the players? Yeah. Are they as good?
My only retort would be, where would we be without Steph and where would we be without Jimmy Butler?
And I think, that, I don't know.
Okay. What, and I'm not running from that slippage from the Steph.
I think we're 13-12 overall and we're 4-5 this year without Steph. Like, that's what we're looking at. I think so far. So that's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's not a huge discrepancy. So what's Kerr going to do tomorrow night against the Minnesota Timberwolves? Who's playing? Who's Finchie going to have to game plan for? Don't let Finchie put Spencer on their scouting report. It could get ugly. They may have to lock up Spencey with Jaden McDaniels.
They are objectively worse, though.
Timberwolves?
No.
Oh.
No, I was going to say the Warriors in terms of turnovers from last year to this year.
Man.
I mean, last year they weren't great, but they were middle of the pack when it comes to turning over the ball or turnover rate. And this year they're awful. So it's not just there's a lot of the same players. I mean, I don't really know what you guys attribute that to, but
well, Bob, we talked about it. You and I, we said all these young cats are pressuring Steph. I'm just talking about Steph in this instance, bringing the ball up, and he's got to give it up more. And you're like, ooh, when you get older, that happens. I get it. But now the numbers are telling us what's going on, and now this is a team-wide issue. And let me tell you whose hands the ball is going to be in tomorrow. Draymond, if he plays, Steph, and the rest of the gang. But it seems like, and I don't want to take your joy, but it seems like you're excited about what tomorrow presents from a rotation standpoint.
Yeah, I want to see who we trust tomorrow.
Now, that's interesting.
I want to see who we trust.
That I say, I don't like this soup. And then my wife, Mia, says, I'm going to make it again. but with the same ingredient. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be the same. It's going to taste the same.
No, not if she puts more. She can use the same ingredients, but change the volume of each ingredient.
Or she tells you it's a completely different dish.
Well, that too.
Oh, this tastes familiar. No, it's actually not that.
I'm not starting to somebody on the text. I'm not panicking. I'm good. Where we're at, what we have. But it seems like, the trust word is heavy. That's what you're going to look for moving forward.
I am scared. I mean, I just think the way I'm looking at it in general is I just don't, like, you're sitting here saying, I feel good about where they're at. And I'm saying, why? You're 500. Like, again, I'm starting to look at this and are we progressing if we're the Warriors? You know what I mean? Yeah, are we just treading water?
Or are we about to see for the first time are we going to see Steve Kerr trust the second timeline in regard to, you know what? I'm a ride with the youngsters. Well, not over.
Who's the second timeline?
It's a blur. Third. I got Post, I got Spencer, and I got Guy Santos.
Like, so they're moving from third timeline to second.
Could that be?
Well, then you're not a very good team.
And that's what I was about to say, because I'm going to hockey now, NHL. Shout out Gary Thorne. If that's what we're doing, where does that really get you, though, if they're catching up to Pods, Moody, and JK? You know what I mean? We need some Trey Murphy the thirds of the world, and some Jalen Johnson.
Are they catching up the second unit, or is the
we need Thunder
or are those other guys falling behind? I mean, look, the Warriors don't have a Jalen Johnson. They don't have anybody close to that.
And listen, I'm not panicking. What hurts me about that partner is they had their opportunity to get him. I don't have to go down the Wiseman, the Kuminga, the now Moody, and it is what it is.
Oh, let's go to D in Washington. It says D's got some advice for you, Goo. Okay.
D.C. Okay. or the state of Washington?
He's D in Washington, D.C.
Okay. What's up, baby?
Our nation's capital, not Sacramento.
Hey, Goo, you better get it right. This is Washington, D.C.
Chocolate City,
the
baby.
State of Washington.
All right, I got you.
It's cold as you know what in my neck of the woods. But anyways, man, listen. Sinatra, how you doing, man? You doing all right?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome. Evan, I know you're always good, man. I ain't even going to worry about you. But hey, cool, listen, man.
What you got?
I have a little advice for you, man. You know what? You have a habit of falling in love with dudes who just can dunk. You need to stop doing that.
That's
man.
A myth.
The game of basketball is a very complicated game, man. You got to learn how to dribble, shoot, and defend.
That's why I love Luka. He don't dunk.
He said defend.
Go ahead, baby.
Listen. Your boy, JK, as promising as he might be in your mind, he's lacking a hell of a lot as far in the game of basketball, right? He's behind many years, right? So what I propose is that they move off of that kid, man. Move off of him, try to trade him, get a couple of pieces in return, right? Pieces that would fit the system that Kerr wants to run. We have too many guards on the roster right now. We have about 10 of them.
Yep.
That needs to stop, man. They need to erase that nonsense. When we used to win basketball, when we were a championship caliber team, we had nothing but wings that were 6'7", 6'8", who could defend, dribble, put points on the board. We don't have that, man. We don't have that. Anyways, I just wanted to let you know.
No, I love that. But real quick, let me say this. You know who has that? Even on losing teams, it fit Portland.
A lot of teams
have that, man, and it hurts.
Trey Murphy, man. That's the deal. That's the dude that we need to go after, man. Trey Murphy, and then try to find another way to get a second deal to get another wing. Because, like I said, we have too many guards on the roster, man.
Yeah.
Too many guards.
Thanks,
anyway,
D.
I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys.
All right. Happy holiday, baby.
All right. Thanks, D. Appreciate it.
Sinatra. If you're Sinatra, I'm Sammy Davis. Evan is who's the other one in it?
Dean Martin,
that's Evan.
It's called the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
Little old. I'd probably be in the Brat Pack.
Who's yeah, 20.
Emilio.
Oh, right, right, right.
What?
Everybody in the Breakfast Club, basically.
Hey, that was
Rob Lowe.
That's Molly Ringwald.
Woof.
Yeah.
Ally Sheedy.
Woof. Yeah, that was great.
Judd Nelson.
Dog. Yeah. No, no, no.
Dad put a cigarette out in his forearm.
That was great.
Seriously. And then we had Emilio Estevez, who was a wrestler.
Yeah, he was great.
He had problems.
And who was my other guy, the nerd?
Anthony Michael Hall?
Yeah, from Weird Science. Drank it.
He was funny. He was I like
that. Was that the guy who was friends with Mike Tyson?
That, wow.
No, there was one of the members of the Breakfast
That's
Club,
incredible.
Like,
it had to be.
Oh. Kind of gravitated in a lot of circles that you would not think he would.
Dude, Anthony Michael
Hall. That one
Hall.
I haven't heard.
He was great.
He was pretty funny.
No, that was a great flick, man.
Oh, yeah.
And the principal was no joke.
What was his name?
He's a great actor.
You mess with the bull, you get the horns. What's his real name, though? No, his fake name was...
Yeah, Anthony Michael Hall and Mike Tyson were longtime friends as teenagers.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That is. Now, why would you say that? Because they're just two, they're different people?
Who?
Anthony Michael Hall and Mike Tyson.
Slightly.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put those two together.
But see, we're... What's the, that's where...
Well, I wouldn't have put you and me together either, but they did, and so we'll make the best of it.
No, I think we played on the same court together. I really do. On many Saturdays. We just didn't know
each other. I'm talking
about
our show.
Yeah, but I'm talking about them just taking a liking to each other.
It doesn't feel that way.
Oh, boy. Like, don't profile. Like Mike Tyson and Anthony Michael Hawkins. Okay, Evan, they can hit it off. What are we saying that we're shocked?
Well, if you just looked at them individually and you listened to them individually, you wouldn't think they'd been friends since 1985.
I didn't know that.
That is, wow, good stuff, E.
I did not know that. All right.
You want Joe Burrow?
Why not?
I'm out.
He gets hurt. Look at you.
That doesn't bother
so does
me.
Purdy.
It doesn't bother me in football.
Well, Purdy's are minors.
Is he old?
Nah, that dude's incredible, man.
What was the debate exactly? Oh, I know.
It was the fact that, yeah,
we'll do, you know what? I'll play that on the other side.
And Lubman and the guys put up a poll.
Yeah, Joe Burrow.
Not a championship level team right now.
He's like a teenager. Wow.
All right, 888, I see Brian, I'll get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Yes, I'll get into this Joe Burrow sound.
Joe Burrow.
And we can get into whether you should have fun or not.
Yeah.
Because
what constitutes fun?
I can tell you what I think's fun. But he's...
You think James Harden's having fun right now?
What's he averaging?
See, but why... I'm just
How many
not,
points a game does he average?
The Clippers are a mess. It's
James
not
Harden
enough.
Counts his points. You know that, don't you?
And so do you. You said you'd score 28.
I didn't count them. I just always kind of knew.
Well, how'd you know when you played at the jail that you scored 28?
I looked in the box score after the game.
Well, yeah, people keep a score.
Of course.
We didn't.
Well, you were playing pickup. I was actually playing college basketball. But anyway, that was mean.
No, it was true.
Yeah,
I didn't know you played. That was a like scheduled game.
Yeah, it was like a exhibition game to start the year.
Yeah, I was in the feds. Look at the dudes with Jordans and durags. Like, y'all got to get in here.
You played at the Trenton Penitentiary?
Camp Hill Medium Security Prison.
Wow.
So not high security.
No. No. But you know, like, I'm pretty sure like...
Is it still there?
Not Folsom.
San Quentin.
Yeah. I don't think San Quentin's maximum security.
They have a baseball team.
I think it's medium security, but they have some people on death row there.
Yeah, there was an article written not too long ago about their baseball team.
And, of course, the Warriors go there to play pickup basketball.
Incredible.
Yeah, CP did that a couple years ago, I think.
You know what? That's where we should do a show.
No, let's go.
Let's go to San Quentin and do a show.
Let's do it.
That would be fun.
And you got to just buy Willard's house. Let's do it, man.
I'd rather do a show at San Quentin.
You reap what you sow, brother.
Me too. I was just saying it's biased.
Hey, 888-957-9570 is the number. The kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk at Sunnyvale. All the early games will be on. Great food, great drinks, games in the parking lot, as well as your chance to win a pair of tickets to the game. And, of course, if you're going to the game, we've got that free shuttle for you. And all you got to do is go sign up at 957thegame.com. First come, first served. So once again, go to 957thegame.com and sign up right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.